Hi, this is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute and host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with another Hank Unplug short. Scripture tells us that our enemy Satan prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And never more so than in the woke ideology that has captured the heart of America. His strategy, Satan's strategy, is multifaceted and in part involves prowling for innocence. By the way, that is a subtitle in a book that I'm reading at present, a book titled Awake, Not Woke, a book in which author Noel Meering talks about the innocence of children being a threat to the kingdom of darkness. She points out how the media and movies are some of Satan's favorite tools. Think Frozen, where Elsa sings, "No right, no wrong, no rules for me, I'm free." Or think the movie Trolls, where Poppy and her troll friends sing the I'm Coming Out song, all the while dressed in drag queen garb. Or think about the grooming of innocent children by magazines like Teen Vogue, a magazine which has featured a guide, of all things, a guide to anal sex. So far from decrying sodomy, the magazine depicts anal sex as a very natural benefit. The magazine goes so far as to say that the anus is full of nerve endings and that for some, these feel awesome when stimulated. And by the way, that's not a characterization, it's a direct quote from a magazine aimed at teens. Women are characterized in this very article that I'm referencing, also referenced in the book Awake Not Woke. Women are characterized as vagina owners. And along with others, they're guided into the pros and cons of asking a partner if they're ready to try anal sex. The article written by a sex educator from New York City, someone who claims to be a certified member of the World Association of Sex Coaches and serves as a pleasure professional at a school in which she teaches classes on sexual health and competence. In the first generation of cultural demise, it would be very difficult to bring up a subject like the subject I'm bringing up now. In the second generation, filth becomes normalized. And in the third generation, we begin to experience what we're experiencing today, societal collapse. The only antidote to this collapsing society is Christians, not fossilized Christians, but rather fervent Christians. Christians fervent in the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Christians willing to proclaim truth in a culture where truth is perceived to be little more than hate speech. It's time for Christians to make a difference while there is yet time. Thanks for tuning in.